Now, I'm going to be speaking to Phoebe Clark. Phoebe is co-producing a group exhibition which opens at the Pakenham Arts and Arts Pakenham Street Art Space today, the 10th of February. She's making time out from, I'm sure, what is a very hectic time to talk to us on Artbeat today about this group show. There's 11 artists and a public program to go with it. Phoebe, tell me about In Time, On Time, Out of Time.
Hi, Beck. So, so In Time, On Time, Out of Time is an exhibition with 14 artists and collaborators. And all kind of, dealing with the theme of time, which is obviously a huge, big idea, but doing it in their own small, kind of nuanced, sensitive ways. And, like, quite interestingly, each of them have kind of ended up going down different pathways and different avenues. It's quite a varied, I'd say, suite of artworks that we have.
There's 11 different perspectives on time involved in this. I mean, the exhibiting artists that you have involved include Harriet Boddy, Oliver Hull, whose work is also just down the street as part of the Rockpool tonight, this weekend as well, Bruno Booth, Lee Henderson, Michael Sanford, Manon Thiriot, Bina Butcher, Tessa, who is with you now, and the amazing Agatha Goethe-Snape.
We were really excited about that.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, I mean, Agatha has contributed this work, and a lot of these artists come from various parts of Australia and the world. I mean, Marion comes from France. So did these people come to Perth to bring their work, or did they work on things in their homes and then send them over?
So Manon, a combination, the show kind of grew out of an idea that we wanted to follow, I guess, that we believe in sustainable practice. So what that meant was different for all of the artists. So for some of them, being on board, we approached them with a particular work in mind that related to the theme, and some of them we kind of approached more in the style of a studio visit, and we began a really nice process of exchange, and they developed new work for the show. So there's a whole mix. So there's Manon Thiriot, and she's actually collaborating with another French artist now, Théo Romain Sobotta. So they've got some little beautiful A5 booklets with observations from each of them, print and photography based ones, observations of the same place, different times from their own perspective, little double page spreads. And then with Lee Henderson's work, who's an artist I met at a residency in Reykjavik in Iceland, his work is called What Time Is It on the Sun? And it's a 24-hour loop of the sunrise and sunset from his skylight, from his studio in Reykjavik in Iceland in 2016, where he weatherproofed a camera and popped it up top. So that will be projected really large scale in the space. And there'll be Phoebe's moving me on.
Tessa, how did you, as an artist, explore the idea of time in your work?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm collaborating with my old housemate friend, Daniel Harrison, and he has composed some soundtracks to go with some visuals, which for me came out of another body of work. I'm just trying to boil this down into something short enough that was sort of for me about slowing down. It was about after a really busy period in my life of work and study, I began or kind of resumed making the work on holiday down south at Rocky Point near Eagle Bay and then various other places. When I came home around here and in Denmark over Christmas, and their sort of close zoomed in scale or observations of changing light or kind of a particle moving on top of the water or a shadow. And so I would send a clip to Dan and he would send it back with sound. So it was like a little gift in my inbox every time I went about making it.
We're talking to Tessa Beale and Phoebe Clark about a new group exhibition opening at Pakenham Street Art Space in Fremantle today. In Time, On Time, Out of Time is an exploration of the way that time is experienced. Tessa, it sounds like you've experienced this interview as going very quickly and not enough time to get in all the information that you want to share with people. Has the experience of this made you more conscious of the way that you use your time and the way that time passes in your own life?
I'm going to hand that to Phoebe. Oh, what was the question?
How has putting this exhibition together and making these artworks affected how you experience time in your own life?
Well, from a practical exhibition managing point of view, I think we've been joking a lot about how little time we have to do everything that we need to do. So some pretty bad puns and some repetitive jokes.
Amazing.
And then I guess, with the works, I guess because everybody's brought such a different perspective to the brief and over the course of, 14 months, that has changed quite a bit. And so those little conversations that we've got to have with each artist has been really nice and really reflective and this kind of reciprocal musing of the theme and how that relates to us in a greater or, smaller sense. Which has been, really nice.
But what about you and how you experience it?
Oh, me? I just said it.
It sounds like you have had quite a few conversations about this. I mean, bad jokes, bad puns, I definitely appreciate. I feel like that would have been a very fun environment to work in. People want to get down and check out the works. It opens tonight. And you can find the exhibition happening down at PS Art Space in Frio. Tessa, Phoebe, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us on Artbeat today.
thank you for your time.